1 Peter 2, verses 1-11. Peter said, "The way we know we're headed in the right way, following the right path, is when we feel like aliens on the earth and strangers to the system." And if you look at 1 Peter 2:11, this is what he says. "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims." Do you see why the people were called haters of humanity in the first century? They believed him. They said, "We're just pilgrims and strangers on earth. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. And we're not going to go to those places. We're not going to attend those events. We're not going to witness those scenes that dishonor our God. And so, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from the lusts of your flesh that war against your soul." Peter could still hear Jesus say, "You can't serve two masters." And he says, "I am not going to war against my soul. I was bought at a price. I want to glorify him. He is my master." He says, abstain from those things that war against your soul. And look at verse 12. "Have your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers..." What were they saying? You hate our events. You hate our festivals. You hate our activities. You hate our entertainment. And they say, "We do because we love our God." And look what he says will happen. "Have your conduct," verse 12, "honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." He says, you know what? They're going to see that you have a life that they don't have, and God is going to visit them with conviction. Well, how do we respond to what God prompted Peter to write? Basically this: resisting idols pleases God. And what he says in verse 10 of 1 Peter 3, turn onward to the end, to 2 Peter 3, look at verse 10. How do we resist idols and please God? The answer God wants from us is in verse 10, by living for what lasts. Live for what won't burn up. Live for what you can never lose. Verse 11, by living for what pleases him. John put it this way, "I don't want to be ashamed that you're coming." Well, what exactly is Peter talking about that displeases God? And I want to close with this. We have exactly 4 minutes. Turn back to 1 John chapter 2. Last time you have to turn. 1 John 2, it's to the right, over one page in my Bible. Look at verses 15 to 17. And this is what sums up what Peter was saying about this: beware of these lusts you were born with. John said this, 1 John 2:15. "Do not love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Do you hear that? Mutually exclusive. You can't love one. You're going to either hold to one or the other. John, by the way, was sitting there too. John heard Jesus say this, and he repeats it all the way through his life. If anyone loves the world, serves mammon, lives for the cravings of what riches can buy, the love of the Father is not in him, John said. Verse 16. Now look at this. For all that is in the world, and he identifies three ways that lust attacks us. Number one, the lust of the flesh. That's cravings of the body chasing pleasures. Our bodies crave for things and drive us to these pleasures, and we pursue them. That's called the lust of the flesh. Number two, lust of the eyes. It's the lusting of the eyes chasing stuff. It's the finer things. Some people have baser desires, just cravings of their body. Others have refined desires. It's the craving of their eyes. It's nice, fine stuff. He said, watch out for the lust of the eyes, chasing stuff. And the pride of life, that's the boasting of our mouth, chasing status. You know what he says? Chasing pleasure, chasing stuff, and chasing status, look at the end of verse 16, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And verse 17, the world is passing away, and all those lusts of it, all the pleasure chasing, stuff chasing, and status chasing is passing away. But look at the end. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Just like Lot's wife, when we long for what God has already said he's going to destroy, we displease God. You know how John ends 1 John? Verse 21 of chapter 5 says, keep yourself from idols. Don't let anything take God's place in your life, which makes it an idol.